This is VP News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States, along with other nations, paused funding to the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees after claims some staffers were involved in the deadly October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. AP's Karen Shamas.
The head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, or UNRWA, said it has fired a number of its staffers in Gaza, suspected of taking part in the October 7th attack by Hamas on Israel. The revelations prompted the United States, Britain, Italy, Finland, Australia, and Canada to temporarily halt their funding. Stefan Dujarric, the spokesperson for the UN Secretary General, said appropriate action will be taken against anyone found guilty, but said innocent Palestinian civilians will die if they do not receive much-needed aid.
At the same time, our humanitarian work needs to continue. Lives depend on it.
The U.S. State Department said there were allegations against 12 employees. I'm Karen Shamas.
And more from U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Stefan Dujarric told reporters Friday the Secretary General is horrified by the allegations, and any staff member shown to have participated in the attack should be referred for possible criminal prosecution. Also saying that there is concern about nations halting the funding for the agency.
I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in Gaza who rely on UNRWA's humanitarian work, who rely on humanitarian assistance, even more now than they did before. It is the work that UNRWA does remains critical.
Meanwhile, attacks on ships in the Red Sea by Yemen's Houthi rebels have unraveled a key global trade route, forcing vessels into longer, more costly journeys around Africa. This is VOA News. South Korea's military says that North Korea fired several cruise missiles that flew over waters near a major military shipyard on the country's eastern coast, extending a streak in weapons tests that are worsening tensions with the United States, South Korea, and Japan. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said Sunday they detected the missiles over waters near the North Korean port of Simpo, where the North has a major shipyard building key naval vessels, including missile-firing submarines. The launches were the North's third known launch event of 2024, following a previous round of cruise missile tests on January 24th and January 14th, test firing on the country's first solid-fuel intermediate-range ballistic missile. Thousands of people have marched in cities and towns in Kenya to protest the recent slayings of more than a dozen women. VOA's Alexis Strope tells us more.
Thousands marched against femicide in Kenya following the January slayings of at least 14 women. The anti-femicide demonstration was the largest event ever held in the country against sexual and gender-based violence. In the nation's capital, Nairobi, protesters wore T-shirts printed with the names of at least 14 women who became homicide victims this month. The crowd brought traffic to a standstill on Saturday. Media and research firm Odipo Dev reported this week that news accounts showed at least 500 women were killed in acts of femicide violence from January 2016 to December 2023. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The U.S. state of California is now in the grips of an outbreak of avian flu, leading to the slaughter of chickens and egg prices rising again. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with that story.
Those are chickens from a farm unaffected, but at Mike Weber's Sunrise Farms in Sonoma County, California.
Over 500,000 birds on this ranch, and all of them had to be euthanized or had perished.
Avian flu has struck.
He walked in and the birds were just dead. And it heartbreaking.
California had escaped the ravages of this latest outbreak that started hitting the Midwest in early 2022. But Bill Mattos, the head of the California Poultry Federation, says the virus is being spread by migratory birds.
The duck season is now. They're flying through California, and that's where we get this strain of bird flu.
The state veterinarian is telling poultry farmers keep their flocks indoors until June. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President Joe Biden is bidding to salvage a border deal in Congress that also would unlock money for Ukraine. He's offering fresh assurances that he will be willing to close the U.S.-Mexico border if lawmakers would only send him a bill to sign. He's trying to disarm GOP criticism of his handling of migration at the border. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.